Here's Rita Smith's Lost and Found essay with a reading from Samantha Pensis.
James Whitcomb Riley was a widely known Indiana poet of the late 1800s. He was so popular that in 1915, a year before his death, the National Commissioner of Education ordered that on his birthday, October 7th, a Riley poem was to be read in every classroom, in every school in the United States. One of his most loved poems is Little Orphaned Annie, a humorous, scary, cautionary tale inspired by an orphan who lived at the Riley home for a short time. In the evenings, as the Riley children gathered around the shadowy kitchen fireplace, she told them stories of goblins, monsters, and ghosts. 20 years later, Riley wrote Little Orphan Annie, a most appropriate poem for Halloween.
Little Orphan Annie's come to our house to stay and wash the cups and saucers up and brush the crumbs away and shoo the chickens off the porch and dust the hearth and sweep and make the fire and bake the bread and earn her board and keep. And all us other children, when the supper things is done, we sit around the kitchen fire and has the mostest fun. A-listenin' to the witch tales at Annie tells about and the goblins at gets you if you don't watch out. Once they was a little boy wouldn't say his prayers, so when he went to bed at night away up the stairs, his mammy heard him holler and his daddy heard him bawl, and when they turned the kivers down he wasn't there at all. And they seeked him in the rafter room and cubby hole and press, and seeked him up the chimbley flue and everywheres, I guess. But all they ever found was this his pants and roundabout, and the goblins'll get you if you don't watch out. And one time a little girl would all us laugh and grin and make fun of everyone and all her blood and kin. And once when they was company and old folks was there, she mocked 'em and shocked 'em and said she didn't care. And this as she kicked her heels and turned to run and hide, they was two great big black things a-standin' by her side, and they snatched her through the ceilin' floor. She knowed what she's about, and the goblins'll get you if you don't watch out. And little orphan Annie says when the blaze is blue, and the lamp wick sputters, and the wind goes woo-woo, and you hear the crickets quit, and the moon is gray, and the lightning bugs and dew is all squinched away, you better mind your parents and your teachers fond and dear, and church them at loves you and dry the orphan's tear, and help the poor and needy ones it clusters all about, or the goblins'll get you if you don't watch out.